स्वयं रूप पदमहं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलम् श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणं रघुनाथान्वितं त्वं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पदां सहगणा ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितं च। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदी गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। I came back to England after about 6 months. Has been quite a long absence, and as Shruti Dhammapuru was mentioning, actually in last 25 years, I stayed in one place for 6 months. And it was very nice, and but at the same time, while I was feeling quite good about not traveling, but I was missing the association of the devotees. And especially when I came back to England this time, I was virtually realizing how closely I am connected to this chapter. When I was away, although I was missing the association of devotees, but still, I didn't realize how much I was missing them until I came back. And I was seeing those how deep are those relationships and how much they actually meant to me. And in a way, I also got to see how much I also meant to them. And Shruti Dharma Prabhu, Paramananda Prabhu had been very, very close friends for many years. Gauri Prabhu also, although we knew each other for many years, but I am developing a deep relationship in here. Because in India, although we used to be together, but we didn't really get the opportunity to serve together as such, which we are getting here now in England. And another thing that made me feel very deeply related to the devotees here was recently some devotees developed some critical ailment, and I visited them yesterday, and I could see how much that visit meant to them. And I remember in early days when Ahamri Prabhu used to be the temple president of Bhaktivedanta Manor. We have a very wonderful exchange with him, a lot of intimate time together. And now once in a while we get an opportunity to, not once in a while, once every year, we get an opportunity to relish his very wonderful association. In those days, Bhaktivedanta Manor meant Akhandari Prabhu. Shruti Dharma Prabhu, Pranavanda Prabhu, Gauri Prabhu, and all the devotees were actually recruited and trained up and by Akhandari Prabhu. He really rendered an incredible service to this Yatra, especially Bhaktivedanta Manor. And I'm very happy to be here with you all. And there was a time, actually, well, before I got involved in Project Jain, the project is actually so the dimension of the project is so big that I felt that I needed to spend about 8 months a year there, and I naturally had to commit myself in that way, and I thought that I would travel very little, like, which would mean the places around the world that I had to go, I would go to those places, cover those places in 4 months or 3 months a year. And after coming here this time, I was considering that out of those 4 months, I will try to spend a considerable amount of time out of that in UK. And actually Shruti Dharma Prabhu and Pranavanda Prabhu always have been insisting that I spend time in England. So many times I even committed also that I would come every 2 months and spend so much time. But eventually didn't happen for mainly one main reason was I was very much involved in completing the Abhayachalam project that needed, demanded a lot of my time. And to tell you frankly, the other thing that, another main reason why I was not really that inspired or enthused to get involved as such here was mainly because I was seeing that, like, Shruti Dharma Prabhu, Pranavandu Prabhu, and all the devotees in UP are doing so much, and what am I going to do coming here? They are making all the arrangements and I come and have a good time. And I felt that it was unfair. And anyway, I'm trying to spend as much time as possible. Can you please give me that book? Whenever I come across Shruti Dharma Prabhu's arrangements, I marvel at his ability and his capacity to do things in a very, very systematic way. Like I was told that I would give these three classes on these three different topics. And but when I came here, I saw how wonderfully Shruti Dharma Prabhu actually organized those topics for me. Do all of you have this book? Okay, so one of the pages I'm describing the spirit of service. I think everyone should have a copy. Everyone is meant to have a copy, I think. Shruti Dharma Prabhu.